Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet. And today, we are going to talk about the most happening thing that happened in the Radio Sai studio. The most happening thing that happened in the most happening place on the planet. We had a two-day glorious, refreshing, revitalizing celebration of the 6th anniversary of the Telugu stream just 4 days ago, July 22nd and 23rd, 2017. So it was live programs in Telugu from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. on these 2 days, and it had amazing variety from live dramas and live songs to live skits and live discussions to live mock parliament to live question and answer session. It was beautiful and beatific. Beautiful because the studio acquired a completely new glow. We had florals and flowers everywhere. Our entrance had beautiful rangolis. We had new curtains, a lovely selfie with Sai corner, a bewitching altar, all walls cleaned, all photos garlanded. Wow, it was almost as if Swami is visiting the studio that day. And that is the reason why I said it was not only beautiful, but also beatific. Because his presence was felt so palpably by so many, and especially when you have 150 children coming from the nook and corner of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana with so much of purity and innocence, only to make Swami happy, only to offer their love. There is no way the ambience can be anything less than being so fulfilling and so Sai-filling. Plus you had nearly another 100 elders and senior devotees and alumni, all of them extremely dedicated volunteers who too felt so blessed to be part of this and contribute in some way or the other. In fact, I could not help but recall how on Guru Purnima Day in 2011, Radio Sai began Telugu stream. It was a promise to Swami by Professor G. Venkatraman in February of 2011 when Sir mentioned to Bhagwan about this idea, and Swami immediately blessed him profusely. He was so happy with this endeavor and he said, yes, start it on the Guru Purnima Day. And even though his physical form retreated from our midst just 2 months after that in April 2011, and we were all in a shock, and even as we were recovering from that devastating trauma of our lives, all of us at Radio Sai felt that this is not the time for us to sink in despair, but it is the time for us to sing His glory. And what better way to offer our gratitude to Him than offer His message to the world in His own tongue? Because if you do it in His own tongue, then it is as direct, as sweet, as clear, as unambiguous, as powerful and as potent as His message can be. It is straight from Him in His style and grace, in His humor and hymns, in His candor and vigor and rigor. And so, if you have ever tuned into Telugu stream, you will hear in this channel only Bhagwan's message in His language, in the language that the avatar loved to carry on His lips. If the Bansuri was Lord Krishna's flute, Telugu is Lord Sai Krishna's flute, because this is what danced on His lips all the while. When He walked and talked, joked and poked at our shortcomings and smiled and regaled at our doings and undoings, it was Telugu which always was on His lips. And we were very blessed that since the inception of this channel in 2011, by His grace, every year we have had a lovely celebration on its anniversary day, and it has only got better, bigger and more blissful year after year. In fact, on the year of Bhagwan's 90th birthday too, we had a 2-day celebration. And by His grace, the Telugu stream of Radio Sai replicated the same this year. And it was filled with great moments of sweetness, great moments of camaraderie, great moments of coming together, great moments of experiencing God's presence. His presence felt so solidly, so silently, so palpably, so subtly. So dear listeners, today we are going to soak ourselves in these sweet moments of Telugu Stream's 6th anniversary as you listen to the last leg of our day-long Thursday Live coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday
Live. So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today, as I just discussed, we are going to discuss about the sweet moments of Telugu Stream 6th anniversary, and we have in the studios now Brother Ganesh and Mr. Jagannath Rao from the Radio Sai Telugu team. So welcome Ganesh and welcome sir to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside.
Sai Ram Bishu, Sai Ram the listeners.
So Ganesh, how does it feel? Such a hectic week just went by. Are the memories still so fresh? I can imagine the studio is still vibrating with those Telugu Stream vibes. I don't know how it feels to you, but because you are there at the heart of it, coordinating everything and ensuring that it happens. But when you think about it now, it feels so surreal, isn't it?
Yeah, now we feel we are so jobless now.
From morning 5 o'clock till night, everyone in the group was running here and there, attending to something or the other, and attending to calls. Then suddenly you feel that no work is there. Everything is silent.
There is so much joy, isn't it? When you're so busy in Swami's work, you realize that your energy has tripled, and your enthusiasm is gone up 4 times, and you are in a different world, isn't it?
Yes, there was not a moment of restlessness or weakness or something like that. Yeah. Always, the entire atmosphere, the entire team was filled with so much of energy and joy.
Joy.
And love, more to say.
And that joy really keeps you so high in spirits. I mean, your body is just one medium, which becomes one instrument.
Yes,
the spirit carries you everywhere.
Very much true.
And here we can mention, is not only this one or two or three in this Telugu Stream group,
yes,
but the whole office, Radio Sai, the whole staff, and also volunteers who came from all over state.
Yes,
they were so involved, and that is a scene to be seen to understand.
Absolutely. Very difficult to imagine sitting here. You know, we may post some pictures on Facebook or, you know, on our website, but still,
I think it has to be experienced.
It has to be experienced. You have to be really here to feel those vibes, you know. You cannot sit in the sofa of your room and, you know, experience the vibes of Sai Kulwanthal. You have to be in the Sai Kulwanthal.
Very much.
For you to be immersed and touched by those vibrations. Wonderful. In fact, one of the very sweet offerings of the Radio Sai Telugu Stream 6th anniversary, according to me, was the beautiful theme song.
Yes.
You know, that you had created for the children's program.
Yes.
Can we listen to that once again? Because I want all the listeners also to enjoy, because the listeners who did not tune into Telugu Stream, I think everyone, everywhere, irrespective of what language they speak, should enjoy this very beautiful composition.
If they listen to this tune once, it will get etched in their memory forever.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's play that.
Thank you.
Wow. Of course, I think one word which probably some listeners will connect to is Samskriti.
Yes.
So that is Sanskrit word, but the rest of it is Telugu. So you should explain to everyone what this means.
Yes, these are very, very simple words, because as you all know, Swami tells the most profoundest of lessons through very simple words.
Yes.
So this is Andariyada Sanubhuti. Means show compassion towards all. Antarana Prema Jyoti. Light the lamp of love in your hearts. Ide Mana Samskruti. This is what culture truly means.
Wow.
Adarshamaina Samskruti. This is the ideal culture. That's what, because in many occasions Swami used to tell, people give big definitions for culture. There's a way of life, this, that, religion, spirituality, all this. But Swami simply puts it in one single sentence, which is a very, very beautiful lesson for all to learn and imbibe in their lives. Culture is concern for others.
Wow. Culture is concern for others.
So
beautiful.
This was the theme of our children's program.
Wow. Beautiful. So how did the children connect to this theme?
Actually, the subtopics which we chose in under this particular theme were very, very simple, because children had to be they had to understand what was there in this particular sentence. And to say the least, I think each and every child who participated in this 3-day program, from the day they arrived in Prashantaralayam to the day they left Prashantaralayam, I think they would have learnt a lot from this one single sentence of Swami, because the entire theme was split up into so many subtopics, and each one had one facet which could cover this aspect of culture is concern for others. Be it concern towards parents, your respect towards elders, teachers, and your love towards your fellow beings. Apart from that, Swami's love towards nature. It's not only human beings, but also animals. So all these aspects were covered in a single day by almost 150 children.
Wow.
So this was the idea which Swami had given us. And from the thought level till the implementation to the final finishing stage, everything was Swami and Swami and Swami.
Wow.
Probably our listeners will easily understand how this particular theme could be waved into the day's program. A child speaks of Andrew Class and the lion. Concern for the lion.
Concern for the lion.
A child speaks of Abu Ben Adam. How he was loved by God.
Yes.
And a child talks about three kings.
Yes.
The fourth king, how he was dearer to God. These aspects were brought so nicely, either by enactment in a drama or by a talk, are by two children discussing these aspects. Therefore, the message was so perfectly and so nicely conveyed to the listeners.
Beautiful.
This way, the whole day's program was prepared. And how the preparation went in, probably Ganesh will be in a position to say, because he was toiling for the last, from May to the time the program was really staged, he will tell.
So actually, it's a very beautiful, exercise for all of us. More than the children, it's a sadhana for us. Because to study about the topic, what Swami has told on each and every aspect of this culture is concerned for others, that was a big learning for us. So once we went deep into Swami's literature, so many stories. Everything is from Swami's literature.
Yes.
That is the depth of Swami's literature. So that was our only source. And of course, all our team got together and we sat and discussed how to break up the entire theme into subtopics. Then what we did, we selected 8 different districts from across Andhra and Telangana, 4 from Andhra, 4 from Telangana. And we had distributed all the scripts, because this was the first time we were dealing with state level Bal Vikas in such a big way. So we thought the standard of Radio Sai should be kept up. And we wanted to guide all the children for the first time, because once they come to know how Radio Sai effectively conveys Swami's message. Then once people are tuned to it, then automatically from there on, Balvika's teachers and the children can take over, and maybe they'll understand how to depict in a more variety-filled way Swami's literature.
Mm.
So that was our idea. So we had got all the scripts written for the children,
mm-hmm.
and the scripts were distributed somewhere around in June.
Okay.
So 1 month was given for them to practice.
Mm.
So after the scripts were handed over to them, 1 week after that, the children were selected, and to all these eight districts, eight of our team members had been visiting, so at regular intervals. And on the first of their visits, they selected the right candidates. They ensured that the quality of voice of the children, then the diction,
yes.
then the way they rendered their particular dialogues or the conversations perfectly, all these were considered, so that Swami will be happy with the complete capsule of a performance. So there should not be lacuna anywhere.
Mm.
That was the idea with which we had started.
Wonderful. In fact, two thoughts come to my mind as you are sharing this. Someone very beautifully said, children are not things to be molded, but beings to be unfolded.
Yes, beautiful.
And I think that's what Educare is all about. You know, it is all there in them.
Mm.
You just have to only create an ambience.
Yes.
And then it comes out so beautifully.
Mm.
And, you know, even as I talk about this, I'm reminded of late Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam.
Mm.
Today is actually the anniversary.
Oh.
On the same day,
amazing.
2 years ago, the nation was shocked to hear that he is no more with us. But, you know, the way he has inspired children all over the globe, the way he loved God and the way God loved him,
yes.
and
yes.
the way he shared God's love with everyone, is such a huge inspiration. And he was someone who said that God, our Creator, has stored within our minds and personalities great potential strength and ability.
Mm.
And he said, prayer helps us tap and develop these powers.
Yes.
So whatever is there in us, it is prayer that helps us tap our potential. This is what Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam had shared. And really, really with a lot of gratitude, we fondly remember him today. And I was just thinking, it is so appropriate, because what we saw also on day one of Telugu anniversary, the children's day, this is what we saw.
Yes.
We saw how their prayers were answered, isn't it?
Very much.
True.
Very much.
True. And here, when you say a prayer was answered, there is an instance which happened.
Mm-hmm.
One boy, when Somashekhar,
mm-hmm.
he's in sixth standard, maybe a boy of 11 years or so, when he was selected for this trip, he requested his Balvika's teacher that, ma'am, can I have the opportunity to give aarti to Swami in Puttaparthi?
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher was having no answer. But then the prayer of the child was so sincere, she could say no also. Therefore she was in a dilemma. What to answer?
How to answer?
But then they boarded the train, came here. It was a day before the actual happening, the 21st. They reached here. And in our schedule, we made arrangements for them to have a visit to Chitravati and other places. And incidentally, I happened to go with a group of 150 children to Chitravati just to explain where Swami sat, where Swami created laddus, all these things. And then I was explaining. And then suddenly they said they wanted to sing. Because already about 150 children, both girls and boys were there. Therefore, then the bhajans began. And a lady who is nearer that ghat, she regularly comes and lights the lamp, keeps vibhuti.
Mm-hmm.
That is the service she is rendering to Swami. And on that day when she saw so many children, she came, she lit the lamp, and she put vibhuti and everything. Then the ambience was so suited for a nice bhajan, and children started bhajan.
Wow.
And incidentally, the boy who wanted to, was having a wish to give arati, he was sitting in front along with other boys, because he is small in height, therefore they were all arranged like that. And once the bhajan was over, suddenly I thought, why not children give the arati rather than elders? And then, unknowingly, I called this boy, and he was in front, and with him, two more boys came, and arati was given to Swami.
Wow.
The moment, I was not aware that this boy was having this desire. Once the arati was over, and we distributed sweets to chocolates to all the children who gathered there, and the Balvika's teacher comes to me, and with the tears of joy in her eyes, "Sir, do you know what happened?" Then, "I don't know, everything was fine." Yes, this child, whom you requested him to give arati, he was having a desire when he boarded the train in Nellore that I wanted.
Wow.
And she thought, how can he go and give arati in Kulwanthal? Her idea was only Kulwanthal. And here, in the presence of so many children, he came. And therefore, Swami listened to his prayers and made arrangements in such a way that he can give arati to him.
Swami made Jagannath Rao sir Sarvantriyam.
It's such
a fantastic experience. So when you feel for a moment you are an instrument of the Lord.
Unknowingly. And that too, the things were so arranged because the boy could have been somewhere in the last row.
Swami knows the prayer of every heart, and especially if it is a tender heart, I think it will never go unanswered.
True.
And he will create those sweet moments. He can rearrange the whole universe for a tender heart.
Yes. And this boy was given the task of giving a talk on why to help others.
Uh-huh.
And the beauty is, in his speech, he was to say why to help others.
Mm-hmm.
But before he spoke, Swami also already came and helped him in fulfilling his desire.
Actually, very beautifully said. We always offer the first performing artist goes and offers something to Swami, right?
Mm.
So this boy's program was the first in the list of programs.
Okay. It happened to be.
Yeah, that's an amazing plan by Swami.
Mm.
Amazing it is, and I think it will be nice if we can hear to a few words that this boy has spoken.
You have the clip?
Yes,
okay,
we'll play
sure.
that.
Yeah, let's play that.
Om Sri Sai Ram, Premaswarupulaina Bhagwan Satyasai Baba Vari Padapadmamulaku Namaskaristu Andariki Sai Ram. Manam itarlaku enduku seva cheyali? Ee prapanchamantata mariyu samasta pranulaku daivame aadharam kanuka మనమంతా దైవాన్ని ప్రేమించి సేవ చేయాలి. అసలు సేవ అంటే ఎవరైనా నిస్సహాయ స్థితిలో, దీన పరిస్థితిలో, దుఃఖములలో, బాధలలో ఉన్నవారికి ప్రేమపూర్వకమైన ఆదరణ అందించడమే నిజమైన సేవ. సేవ మూలముననే నిజమైన శాంతి, ఆనందము లభించును. అనువు అనువున నిండిన దేవా కను వెలుగై మాము కరుణించరావా అని మన పెద్దలు పాడుతుంటే విన్నాను. అనువులో నిండిన పరమాత్మ ఇతరులలో లేడా? ఉన్నాడు. పైగా స్వామి ఏమి చెప్పారంటే, ఇతరులు ఇతరులు కాదయ్యా, ఈశ్వరుడేనయ్యా. పర్లు పర్లు కాదయ్యా, పరమాత్ముడేనయ్యా. తెర వెనక తా నుండి తెర ముందు ప్రజ నుంచి తైతక్కలాడించుచున్నాడయ్యా. మనం చేయవలసిన పని అంతా ఒక్కటే. అది ఏమంటే, పరమాత్మ ప్రేమను ధరణిలో జనులకు ప్రవహింపచేయుటే పరమభక్తి. ప్రతి మానవుండును బ్రతికితానుండుట స్వార్థంబునకు కాదు సంఘసేవ.
Wow, so that's Somshekhar.
Yes. Somshekhar beautifully tells in his speech that God is present in each and every atom of this universe,
mm-hmm.
and it's our duty to spread the love which God has given in each one of us.
Wow.
So that's the message of this beautiful talk that he had given. And Bishop Brother, one, when you were asking about stories about this anniversary program, especially the children's program, I am reminded of a very beautiful incident. This happened with the team from Nizamabad.
Mm-hmm.
They played a drama called The Fourth King.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very, very rare story that's there in Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And we had written the script and we had given it to the Nizamabad children. And incidentally, one Christian boy was supposed to play one of the main roles in the drama. So he was attending Bal Vikas. So the parents had not known that this drama practice was going on. Just that he was attending Bal Vikas every weekend. So after getting selected in this drama, he was practicing. So he went back home. He came to know that there is some issue in their home and some other reason. He was not able to attend the main function.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to come to the Bal Vikas teacher and tell that, Madam, I'm not able to come because of some personal problem. So then he went back home and the parents asked him, okay, till now you are practicing some drama. So what is that you have been doing in that? So this boy narrated the entire story of the fourth king.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth king is a story wherein, along with the three known kings of who visited Jesus during his birth,
yes,
with all the gifts,
yes,
there is one more king, mm-hmm, who was not mentioned very, very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And this we had taken, and this fourth king carries all the gifts to Jesus with a wish of having his darshan. So then on the way he meets so many downtrodden people, so many sick people, and he lends his helping hand to all these people. But by the time he comes to Jesus' birthplace, Jesus is gone from there.
Mm-hmm.
And a mysterious voice, different kinds of people come and lead him to the next places. Mm-hmm. So he keeps on traveling. So by the end, Jesus also leaves his body. And this king doesn't have Jesus' darshan.
Uh-huh.
So he is very much crestfallen. He tells, this life is of no use because I have not even had a glimpse of Jesus. Then he hears a voice saying, see, even if you have not seen me, I have seen you. I have received all the love that you have rendered as service to all the downtrodden and sick people. So you don't worry. You have already reached me. I love you so much. So this was the story. So when the parents heard this, they were Christians. They read Bible every day in their home. They ask his boy, who told you this story? Such a beautiful, heart-touching story it is. Then he mentioned about the Bal Vikas teacher. So the next day, they came along with the boy to the Bal Vikas class. They asked the teacher, from where does this story come? So then they mentioned about our Radio Sai team. And this is a story from Bible, which we had given. They were wonderstruck that, see, Bal Vikas teaches about all religions.
Mm.
We thought it's only about Swami.
Mm.
No, it's about all religions, and such deep, value-filled lessons are being taught here. And at next time we get a chance, we would surely love to come to Prashantalayam. And that was the impact that, even though the boy did not participate,
hmm,
an impression was formed there.
Wow.
So I feel that's how Swami works.
Looking forward to come to Prashantalayam sometime.
Very much. Very much.
Wow. So Swami entered their hearts and their homes through the Bible.
Yes, through the Bible.
Beautiful. Amazing.
And there is stories are endless in this saga of the 6th anniversary, but I need to tell one very important story of one little kid who was the anchor for the entire program.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Vivek.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to render stories in a series called Anaganaga. It's a storytelling program in Radio Sai Telugu stream. So he had rendered some 4 to 5 stories and his diction was very good. So we kept in mind his name so that he can be picked up for this children's program anchoring. So then the sister who was coordinating the anchoring part, she went searching for him. And she was amazed that the boy had left Balvikas for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Around 1 to 2 months, he did not attend the Balvikas. So then she wanted to find out the reason why this boy was not coming. Because that is the way Swami's people reach out to their close ones.
Yes.
So Sai family.
Yes.
So then she hunted for this family. They came to know that the entire family was struck by a very, very serious incident that happened in their absence. The entire family, after this boy's results were out, they had gone to a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time they reached home, they came to know that the entire house was short-circuited. And the entire belongings, the entire house was burnt to ashes.
Oh my God.
There was nothing left in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Means they were grief-stricken. They did not know what to do. So by the time the sister went and approached them, they told, it's very difficult for us to come at this point of time because we are just recovering from that effect of that calamity. Then it's so nice to listen to this boy. He himself comes to their parents and he tells, Amma, see, Balvikas teaches us so many good lessons. I think Swami is calling us. We need to go at this point of time. So that was the advice that the boy was giving to their parents.
Amazing.
And the sister was like wonderstruck. How much of strength he will be, mental strength, emotional strength he will be having to face such kind of situation. And the father is just a pawn shop holder.
Okay, just
so
a small shop.
A pawn shop.
Mm.
Then the parents agree. So they come to Prashantilayam.
They came
to Prashantilayam.
Oh, wow.
And they were a part of the 3-day function.
Wow.
And I remember the mother sitting in this very place where Swami is seated right here.
Hmm.
And then she listened to the entire program. The one comment she made after she had stepped out of studio was, in these 3 days, I never felt even an inch iota of sadness or grief that happened to me earlier.
Wow.
The kind of love and the kind of peace that is engulfed around has taken over.
Completely submerged.
Submerged the
grief. In the love and peace here.
So that was an amazing story because that's what Swami does.
Yes.
It's
that's what Prashanti does.
That is what Prashanti does.
Wow. Amazing. Just for this story alone, I feel that whole effort was worth it.
Yes, worth it. Worth it.
And then the amount of happiness the children, the parents, the Balvikas gurus, they carried is amazing. Thus, one day, after on the 23rd, all these children have gone to our planetarium, and from there, they had to go to Chaitanya Jyoti via
Hillview Stadium.
And then we made arrangements that there will be a picture of all the children participating sitting in the gallery.
Okay.
And the photograph that they have taken, you will have to see to believe the happiness they are expressing, each and every face, because ours is a high resolution camera, you can find out the smiles in every face.
Amazing.
I think apart from this, there was one pick from this entire lot of children, one boy named Vishnu Harshit. Because we can see the next generation getting developed.
Wow.
We only hear two scholars chanting padyams, Swami's poems, and then verses from the Bhagavatam. But this little kid who is studying in the 6th class, his name is Vishnu Harshit. He rendered Bhagavatam padyams so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke on why should we speak softly.
Uh-huh.
So that was the topic of his. And I think we should hear to his poem which he rendered.
Sure.
It's very beautiful to listen.
వాక్కు కున్న పదును వాడి కత్తికి లేదు మార్చగలదు మాట మనిషి మనసు జారవలదు నోరు జాగ్రత్త జాగ్రత్త శబ్దమునకు దివ్యశక్తి కలదు.
సో
స్మాల్ గ్లిమ్స్
ఇట్ దిస్ టెల్స్ దట్ ద పవర్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ దట్ ఈవెన్ వెరీ షార్ప్ ఎడ్జ్డ్ నైఫ్ ఆల్సో వోంట్ హ్యావ్ సచ్ పవర్ as the words have. So that was the essence of this particular poem.
He had written this padyam.
No, he had not written. This was from Swami's literature only.
But he was delivering
the padyam.
Okay.
Yes.
Therefore, be careful about your
words.
Words.
Okay.
So that was the caution that Vishnu Arshit had given to all of us. And more than anything else, the cascading effect, what you say, that happened to the Balvikas, gurus and the parents,
mm-hmm.
was much more heartwarming for all of us, because a few people called up the next day. The parents were calling us and they told, see, the day we started from Hyderabad, in the same train, almost in the same bogie, all the children were seated. They were all sitting apart in different berths. But the entire atmosphere was so charged up that on the return journey, all the children got together and they were playing till late in the night, 11 o'clock.
In the train.
Yes. Such was the bonding that developed between each and every child.
So I think that culture is concerned for others. Now they were all cultured.
That has blossomed now.
Culture has blossomed now.
Yes.
It was always there. That's very rightly put, you know. I think now they knew that they have so many brothers and sisters.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Amazing. Wonderful. But Ganesh, you know, doing live program, especially for children and first time, were there situations when, you know, where some children were scared? Because I know, you know, doing a radio program is something, but doing it live and for little ones for the first time, it can be very intimidating for some. Mm. But I know you said that, you know, a lot of preparation went in, right?
Mm.
And I'm sure a lot of volunteers worked behind the scenes, isn't it?
Yes. Almost 15 to 20 volunteers were involved in the preparation of this particular event. And they had worked day and night for this, starting from writing of scripts. There was one sir, Vasanta Banu sir. And the way people rose to the occasion,
mm-hmm.
see, people are getting old. All the elderly persons who are script writers for us, they are becoming old. So we need to learn from those people's experience.
Correct.
That is our responsibility to take the generation forward.
Correct.
So all our volunteers who were announcers last year,
mm-hmm.
and who were participants in the audio programs, now they are script writers.
Okay.
So they rose to the occasion and they started writing scripts.
Okay.
And the people who did not participate, they came in as announcers.
Wow.
So
who were on the forefront now work behind the scenes.
Work behind the scenes.
Wow.
So now Swami started working in his own way to bring out the entire team to flourish.
Yes.
Now slowly it started blossoming now.
Wow.
So then each and every volunteer went to each district. They trained the children. And the beautiful thing, the purity of the children is so much that it takes over everything.
They just sponge, they'll soak anything.
Yes.
That you put
and
into
one example,
them.
Probably we can quote, mock parliament was given to children from Vijayawada.
Mm-hmm.
First day, one of our senior volunteers, he went there to see. And he found the whole program was being done in such a way, he was apprehensive whether this can go in radio or that should be scrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in his own limitations, he gave instructions and he came back. He's from Hyderabad. And in between, news came that three of those participants, those who were doing well, they dropped. They are not. They were not prepared to come.
Mm-hmm.
Then, there were so many ups and downs. You won't believe, a day before they came here, and Ganesh and Vasanta Bhavan and others, they wanted to see the rehearsal. The rehearsal itself was so perfectly done. And they were amazed how they could not believe that a situation was there when this may have to be scrapped. And the situation has developed in such a way that this is one of the best programs. That was done.
Right. Mock parliament by the children.
Mock parliament.
Mm.
And I have to, at this point of time, recollect all the and remember all the efforts of the volunteers who contributed for this event, Brother Sai Krishna, who took care of the entire food arrangement, who is an alumnus of our university.
Yes.
And then sisters Vaishnavi and Shivani, who were involved in all the decoration and the rangoli which were put outside.
Yes.
And also to take the children around to different places. Not even a single occasion came where they told, brother, I can't do, brother.
Mm.
There was not even one single moment like that.
Wow.
And then Brother Lakshminath, who had gone to Nizamabad and trained children. And then Sister Swapna, Sister Lalita, and Vasanthabhanu uncle, all these people had contributed their complete efforts. And then the P.V. Chalam sir, he's a very, very famous dramatist in the area of drama. And even in film industry, he is very well known for his script writing. So he had also written the script for us and given to the children. So these are all the collective efforts of so many people, not to forget the efforts of the Balvikas gurus who had put in their heart and soul to take this event forward. I think we should listen to their experiences, what the volunteers felt about this whole event.
Okay, so do we have any of them sharing their experience?
Yes, very much. We shall listen to some of them. Brother Raju.
Okay. Brother Ranganath Raju.
Yeah, Brother Ranganath Raju.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Telugu anniversary was a great occasion to celebrate the message of the Lord. His life is His message. All of us, more than 250 in number, congregated, young and old, organizers and participants, poets, scholars, speakers, dramatists, singers, teachers, preachers, designers and technicians. It was the single current of love for Swami that brought all these people together. Importantly, each one had their perspective, insightful in intent, comprehensive in its own measure, and thoughtful in the given context. It did not matter whether it was a song that was sung, or a drama that was enacted, or a topic that was discussed, or a discussion that was conducted. It was an expression of each one's love for Swami. There was a kid who prayed for a Arati chance. His prayer was answered beautifully. There was an announcer who had fever, cough and cold. She prayed, and strangely, during not even a single announcement, did her throat choke with a cough. There was another kid who came to Parthi for the first time. His parents never wanted him to go, but somehow he landed. All that happened around him during the anniversary program, in the studio, in the canteen and in Saikulanth Hall, made his parents to resolve to join their kid in Swami school. There was an organizer, aged in body but young in mind. He had a dream of presenting medley of songs with a commentary. His wish was fulfilled strangely even under constraints of time. Many prayers, little known to others and many unknown, were answered. Many insights, practical and theoretical, with experience or with knowledge were derived. Many new relationships were discovered and some important lessons were also learned. The anniversary was an idea a few months ago, but with Swami's grace it turned out to be a reality. His hand was seen everywhere. The last episode of the anniversary program had alumni to recollect their experiences. I was to coordinate it. In the last minute, three alumni who were to attend the program dropped out. With tearful eyes and with a prayerful heart, I prayed before I slept. In dreams, Swami comes and says, "When was it your program that you worry so much? Adi nee program eppudaindira anta baadha padtavu? It's mine. Adi naadi. Saraina vaadu vachi maatladtaadu. The right one will come and speak." Next day, that is on the day of anniversary, I contacted nearly 10 people and all said no. And very strangely, a senior student blessed with beautiful experiences agreed and he came to the program. It went well, just as Swami said. What is important for me was not what we did for the anniversary, but what the anniversary program did to each one of us. For some, their faith was reaffirmed. For some, their trust in Lord was strengthened. For some, their belief in His principles was cemented. For some, the beauty of His teachings were revealed. For some, the omniscience and omnipotence of the Lord was taught. Anniversary is just a name, and the occasion was just an excuse, and the studio was yet another medium. The Lord worked silently but thoroughly. He continued to chisel patiently but firmly. As the memories of the program roll by, one thought shines so well. Love for Swami can find many expressions, and Swami's love too has many facets. Accept every occurrence and every expression as His love, and then behind them shall emerge slowly but for sure His beautiful form. Jai Sai Ram.
Wow. That was very beautifully put by Brother Ranganath Raju.
Actually, there are so many more volunteers who had shared their experience, but because of time constraint, we shall listen to two more people who had shared their experiences.
Okay.
Sai Ram, everyone. I'm Lalita from Bangalore. Radio Sai Telugu Stream has celebrated its 6th anniversary this year. I've got a chance to be one of the volunteers for this program. Since I was more involved with the Day One Live, that is Kids Live program, I'd like to share a couple of things about that with you all. More than 150 kids have come from different districts and different corners of Andhra and Telangana. Some of these kids have traveled more than 1,000 kilometers just to deliver one or two lines in a play. And you should see the interest and eagerness in these kids to do their best for Swami. The happiness that they carried with them wherever they went. Actually, we had more than 150 kids from July 21st till July 23rd. July 22nd was their live program. And with 150 kids, you can imagine the atmosphere in Radio Sai studios. When we have more than a couple of kids at home, we know how tough it is to maintain the discipline. Forget about the silence part at all. But here are more than 150 kids, and perfect discipline was maintained. And at any given point of time, be it for their training sessions or trial runs or on the day of the live program, there were more than 60-70 kids at any given point of time in the studios. And yet, there was perfect silence maintained. And the happiness in these kids' faces is something that we need to experience and cannot be expressed. Another interesting fact is, most of these kids are first-timers in Puttaparthi. They have been attending Balvikas classes, and since they've got a chance to perform live for Swami from Radio Sai Studios, their parents also had accompanied them for this program. So both the kids and parents were having the Prashantinilayam experience for the very first time. We have already mentioned about the kids. Now, if we look at the parents, more than surprised, they were shocked at all the arrangements that Swami had taken care of for all of them so that they can have a comfortable stay here. In fact, a couple of them had even mentioned that they were not able to find the right words to express what they were feeling. And by the time they were leaving on 23rd of July, they were already making plans of when to come back to Puttaparthi. Imagine the first impressions that Swami creates for all of us. The program went off very well. I think all of this is possible only because of the love that they have for Swami. At the same time, this cannot be possible unless they feel Swami's love every moment of what they are doing. Anything done out of love is a unique experience.
I think now we can listen to Vasanthabanu uncle. He is the one who has been the pillar for our script writing or drama making. He shares his opinions and feedback about this program.
Okay.
Sai Ram, the 6th anniversary of Radio Sai Telugu 24 Hours broadcast has helped to bring the broadcaster and the listener closer. It is a novel experience to the listeners to become a broadcaster himself. When it happens within the hallowed precincts of the Prashant Nilayam, it really touches the heart of the participants who happen to be ardent followers of our beloved Swami. Its effect is twofold on children who have participated in the programs broadcast on the first day. To begin with, children on whom the responsibility of taking messages of Bhagavan forward rests are exposed to the powerful medium. Next, they had the opportunity to imbibe Swami's message through the programs they have participated in. They were also exposed to the peaceful and mesmerizing atmosphere in the ashram. So was the parent, guardian or Balavikas teacher, whoever has accompanied the children. It was gratifying to hear them thank Swami profusely for giving them the opportunity to be in his ashram and be a part of Radio Sai programs. Programs on the first day by children certainly introduced the theme of the event and paved way for more profound delineation by knowledgeable elders on the second day. Finally, kudos to the Radio Sai team for their meticulous planning and execution of the two-day event. They really bend their bodies to make it a grand success.
So that was Vasant Bhanu, uncle.
Yes.
And yes, I think there is so much that we spoke about the first day, the children's day, right?
Mm.
And of course, Vasant Bhanu sir mentioned about the second day, the profound theme. Any highlights? I know we don't have much time, but any highlights from the second day program?
The most striking program of the day was the Burukada presentation that was done by Brother Arvind Sai, Brother Sai Prabhakar and Brother Sai Raghuram, the trio which had done a lot of Burukada presentations in Swami's Divine Presence and who had personal interactions with Swami on these lines of Burukada. And they were trained by Swami to do this particular Burukada which they rendered in this very place.
Wow.
Ramayanam, Srimad Ramayanam. The entire Ramakada was narrated by them in Burukada style. I think it will be very nice to listen to Brother Arvind Sai's experience during this particular event.
So when Ganesh approached us to have Burukada as part of the schedule in the Telugu radio anniversary, 6th anniversary, we were very happy because one thing is the theme also bend the body, mend the senses and the mind. So this Ramayanam story, the Burukada which we thought we could perform and offer to Swami was one way to know to mend the senses and contemplate on those characters who bend the body for the Lord. So going back, you know, when we performed this story in physical presence of Bhagavan in 2009, you know, when you are performing in front of Swami, the only thought which goes through your whole mental status is to make Swami happy, to see Swami, you know, smiling and makes devotees at large happy. So those were the moments where we are contemplating more on those lines. Not that, you know, we are not given importance to characters within the story, but the focus was more on Swami as a physical per se. But here, over time, you know, when time passed, this time when we performed this Ramayana and Burukada after 8 years, looking at the story and going through each song was a new journey to all three of us. That's what we felt. Because we could feel as we are performing the story that Navarasas, what Bhagavan explains, the 9 emotions a human can go through, we have gone through each and every rasa in the story and this time we could really feel it. When Hanuman was asked to go to Lanka and search for Mother Sita, actually we could feel his devotion for Rama. And similarly when Bharata actually surrendered himself to Rama, we could feel that this is how we need to surrender ourselves to Swami. So, the main part we understood in this whole story is Bhagavan directly directed this particular story. So, there are so many songs which were directly composed by Bhagavan have been embedded into the story. And so many padyams. And Bhagavan took a lot of interest in portraying certain characters like Kaika and Mandara in the most divine way rather than, you know, like other writers usually write, they are the cause for whole destruction of clan. Now Bhagavan said in the interview room, Ramayanam is not there without Kaika, Parayanam cannot be done without Mandara. And Swami has asked our Burakatha teacher to write something on those lines. So, I'll just sing that padyam, two lines. Karana Janmulaina Kaika Mandharalanu Katinamuga Chitrinchuta Padigadu Kada Sodinchi Parishodinchi Vishayamurayavale Kada Sai Ramudu Cheppina Mata Sai Ramudu Cheppina Mata Sadaramuga Vinudu Saukhyamanda Galaru So this is a beautiful padyam which narrates Kaika and Mandara's role in the whole of Ramayanam. Similarly, there is a padyam which Bharata, which Swami has written, Chakramuleni Radhamu. I'll just tell the gist of the whole thing. The chariot without wheels, a lady without bindi on her forehead, a field without water, and a sky without the stars is of no use. Similarly, Rama without Ayodhya is of what use, is what Bharata cries out to Rama. So every single portion, if you take the whole Burakatha, if you split into parts, it starts from Kalyanam. So Vishwamitra takes them to forest to protect from Rakshasas. So from there, if you take the emotions, each and every emotion, we could really delve deep into it. And also, it is like going inwards. The journey is towards inwards. You know, looking Swami from a physical perspective and getting his blessings is one side of the story when we were students and we were performing the story. But now it is like understanding each of those characters, going inward to clean up yourself and knowing your true self is what we understood in, as part of the whole Burakatha sequence which happened. And apart from music, other things, the bhava aspect, you know, which Swami usually wants to inculcate. The bhava aspect of when Swami talks about Hanuman, it is not about Hanuman, the gigantic one, it is his devotion to Rama is what we need to catch. Like that, every character we could analyze literally as though they are flashing in front of our eyes and going like a movie. And putting ourselves in that situation was something very memorable this time, what we felt. And as we were performing seriously, the energy levels, and we could feel literally Swami's physical presence. In the sense, physically we could not see, but the energy which was completely covered in the whole area because of the wordings or the songs or the music or the story as such was so elevating. So these are the few thoughts which I thought I could share with you all. And thank you all for this wonderful opportunity.
Wow. I think, you know, for Arvind Sai, who has performed this so many times, but now feeling so
elevated
doing that for the Telugu anniversary in the studio, and it only adds to supplements and compliments everyone's feeling that, you know, how strongly they felt his presence and how Swami, you know, you keep serving Swami and you keep growing within.
Yes.
Continuously, you, it's like your roots are getting deeper and deeper.
It's very, very difficult to summarize the entire experience of this 2-day program into an hour. I would like to give you the highlights of some glimpses into the second day's program. There were so many twists and turns to the entire sequence of programs. We had to modify so many things. For example, the seeding on desires discussion that was supposed to happen that was supposed to be conducted by Sister Sai Prasanna from Hyderabad, and we had selected a team of alumni, very senior alumni. So they had dropped out in the beginning, and then we had selected another team, and they too had some reason to drop out. We had no other option, just 3 days more to go for the program, and we were all very, very tense. Not even 3 days, it's just 2 days for the program. And somehow Swami showed us the way, and three of our alumni who happened to be in Prashantinilayam for that weekend.
Oh, just like that?
Just like that. They had a class get together on that weekend, and the main anchor who was there for this program, Brother Dilip, he messaged me saying, Anna, I am there in Prashantinilayam for this weekend. I am ready to come for this program. I am honored to be in this program.
Wow.
That was how the Seeding on Desires program was framed. And one more beautiful thing, the Gita question and answer session that was supposed to happen, the person who had given the answers is such a big scholar. And even in that, every single aspect of every program was a twist and turn in the second day sequence. And Brother Kota Shivkumar, who is very well known in the Radio Sai Telugu stream listeners, he had answered all the questions of questions posed by a few listeners. We had given an option of sending their questions so that their doubts will be clarified through Swami's literature. So he had done a terrific job of picking up all the answers from Swami's Vahinis and Swami's literature. So those were some of the highlights. And not to forget the tremendous efforts of our Radio Sai team in Prashantinilayam, who are there always to support us. Brother Mohan Dora, who was the designer for the entire event, and he gave a pep up to the entire place.
Yes, the whole works behind the scenes.
Always behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The starting from the ID card designing, from the idea tree, to the selfie with Sai Corner, to the timeline of Swami, which was presented on the notice board for each participant to go through Swami's life. And then Brother PJ Hari, who was going through each and every aspect of our scheduling. And then itinerary of our entire program, he was helping us in every aspect of it. And Brother Anirudh, you have heard the beautiful lilting tunes of the first day theme
song,
and you're going to listen to the second day theme too.
Okay.
And Srinivasulu sir, who's working in the Sanatana Sarathi as an editor, so he had helped us in writing some of the songs.
So you had all the best of the talent.
Yes, Swami had in all his
Swami has arranged in such a way that even though every moment was a tense moment, but the end was so nice.
Yes.
So
there was no stress. Nobody was stressed. Everybody was blessed.
No. Because every moment we felt Swami's presence, even a tense situation was not tense for us.
Yes.
We only one thought that went through our minds was, okay, we'll see what Swami will do for this.
Yes.
Because he had his own plans.
Yes.
And Swami has helped in another way. During this two-day program, 2 days, not a single second there was power failure. Because it was smooth running from morning till the last program, both days.
Wonderful.
That also helped in, because we kept a
generator
in the reserve the moment it comes. But then
no problem.
Everything went on nicely.
The one take-home lesson that I learned from this entire thing is, whenever you are doing something, you just be.
Yes.
That is the most beautiful thing.
Yes.
Because Swami tells, Swami, I want to become an instrument in your hands. This instrument, that instrument. And Swami beautifully asks, why are you not considering the flute option? So whenever we think of an instrument, I think a flute is the best option.
Yes.
And I would like to pay our thanks and gratitude to the elders of our Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, our director Sudhir Bhaskar sir, who has been constantly motivating and guiding us throughout this event and at every step. And then Ratnakar sir, who had also been a part of this program and who had encouraged all the children by giving a lot of sweets and encouragement and telling about Swami to all the kids.
Beautiful.
And then our dear Prasad Rao sir, who is a trustee in our Central Trust.
Wonderful.
All of them had shared their ideas, shared their love with all the people who had gathered here.
I think all those listeners who can understand Telugu and miss the Telugu live anniversary program should go and download. I think it's available for download, isn't
it? It's available for download.
I think they should download and listen because we generated such beautiful content for 2 days.
There were actually totally 46 programs that were produced in these 2 days.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. Fantastic. And you were mentioning about the theme music that Anirudh had created for the second day. I think we started with the theme music for the Children's Day.
Yes.
So let's end with the theme music for the second day.
That would be nice.
మానవుడే మాధవుడు నరుడే నారాయణుడు మానవుడే మాధవుడు నరుడే నారాయణుడు ఈ సత్యము నెరుగనీక పరమార్థము తెలియనీక మరులు గొల్పి మదన పెట్టు మాయదారి మనసు తెరా మాయదారి మనసు తెర అడ్డు తెరను తొలగించి అంతర్యామిని చూపి అద్వైతము నందజేయు
so powerfully.
Yes. As Swami tells, the 3 steps for reaching divinity, attaining divinity, is bend the body, mend the senses, and end the mind. So this entire theme song sums up these 3 aspects. It tells man is God. That truth man is not able to realize because of the veil of Maya covered by the mind. So once it is unveiled, once you get rid of this mind, then you will have the darshan of the Lord and you will be able to realize the unity between you and God. And that gives you the ultimate bliss. This is the Sopanatraya, the 3 steps to attain divinity. Bend the body, mend the senses, and end the mind.
Master the mind.
Master the mind.
Become the mastermind.
Yes.
Wonderful. I think the appropriate, when you think about it, the theme for the children was so perfect because it was all about, you know, caring for the other, compassion, love.
Yes.
And for the elders, it was all about going within and trying to feel one with the universe.
Yes.
I think that's very beautiful, very profound. Thank you so much, Brother Ganesh and Jagannath Rao sir, for coming. I know there are many more stories that you can share, and there is no end to the glory of Bhagwan. I think every Telugu anniversary has a heart store, treasure chest of very beautiful memories. You know, it's just that you interacted with a few children, and every child, I think, has a story. Every volunteer has a story. In fact, I'm again reminded of Kalam sir. You know, very beautifully he made END as an acronym. And he said, END, END is not the end. It is effort never dies.
Oh, beautiful.
END. And I feel, you know, it was a tremendous effort of so many people, you know. And I think once there is so much effort, then I feel you have
surplus grace, grace that flows.
Yes.
You know, I think if there is sincere effort, there is surplus grace. Surplus grace that flows, and that's what we saw.
That yes. we all experienced.
We experienced so much grace
yes.
because there was that much sincere effort, and this is not the end. This is just the beginning.
Beginning, very much. And we would like to take this opportunity to offer our sincere and humble gratitude and love to Swami for making this happen, for taking us along this path of culture, concern, and then the highest spiritual truths of bend the body, mend the senses, and the mind. It's a great lesson and great learning for all of us.
Wonderful. Fantastic. So, dear listeners, well, that is something about the Telugu stream, and there is definitely so much more. We have only perhaps scratched the surface, but the whole idea was just to give you a glimpse of how Bhagavan works through us when we anytime have a pure desire. After that he takes over. They say that anybody can become great, everybody can become great, because anybody can serve. If you can serve, you can become great. And I think we all are great because we all are here to somehow give our heart and soul and our everything at his feet. And that is how we will become great. That is how we will become the loved one of the only beloved of all of us. So please do write to us, and if you have any queries about this Telugu anniversary, if you have any queries about the Telugu stream, if you would like to know anything more about the Telugu channel, please feel free to write to us. There is so much more to share. As I said, you can write to listener@radiosaya.org, and we'll be happy to share with you the different programs that are being done and the different ways you can connect with the Telugu stream. And if you want to be part of it in any way, you're most welcome to share the bliss of sharing Bhagwan's message in his own tongue. So let's soak ourselves in this bliss of listening to him and soaking ourselves in his message in the purest form that he has given us. Thank you so much. With prayers to Bhagwan and immense gratitude for enabling this episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, we offer our salutations to him, and thanks to all of you, dear listeners, for being with us through this lovely journey of soaking ourselves in his love. Thank you so much. Sairam.